Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Hunter. I go by Hunty. It's really awesome to be back with you again for the third time, honestly.
Yeah.
I am a DJ and producer. I come from Edmonton, Alberta. I'm just up here for the Slush Cup 25, and we had quite an amazing weekend. It was really awesome to be up here. I played on a ski hill for the first time, and I think I'm one of the few people who can actually say that. So, and it's just been, like, I just can't even say how good of a weekend we've actually had. I felt right at home. And I mean, what else do I have to say about it? Tanner's couch. If you know, you know. But God, I don't think I've spent more than 60 seconds not thinking about that couch since I laid on it, man. It was one of the first things that he showed me when I got here, and it's going to be on my mind for probably about the next 6 months to come as well.
Yeah, it was funny, man. We saw, like, that one night after Slush Cup where I think that the DJ's name is Nasty. Everybody was just like, hey, give this guy a turn on the couch. And you were just like, you guys are moving. I ain't going nowhere. Well,
Tanner wouldn't let anybody. Yeah. He made me move, but even I was apprehensive. I'm like, I don't really think he needs to try the couch that bad. It's not a necessity. I mean, it really is. But
You're not going to like it.
Yeah. No. And if you come here and they have you out here, you won't like it. So don't even bother with it. Yeah. Don't waste your time, please.
Yeah. Too funny. So, yeah, I missed all of Slush Cup, basically. But you tapped me. You are literally the only set that I made any time to go and see.
Well, I appreciate
just so
that.
You're aware. You're just like, yo, Elliot, 5 minute warning. And I put it in my phone. I was like, 15 minutes set. And I set it and I came down, partied for like literally all of 3 minutes. And then I'm like, yeah. And then bounced out.
Too much going on.
Yeah, dude. But you were killing it while I was there.
Thank you. And everybody killed it. There was so much great talent.
Yeah.
That was out. It was like an honor to be a part of that lineup. I got to meet international artists, and I've been listening to their music for a long time, so super cool to have the opportunity to link up with them and be able to have those opportunities as well. Like, something I don't even get back home as often as I would like.
Yeah, so, yeah, facts. And that's what we try to do, like, when we throw shows like that, is bring a bunch of you together as, like, an opportunity to network, hang out. It's just, like, all industries need those opportunities, and, like, your industry is one of them, where if we can give that to you guys, we think it's a cool vibe.
And even other local artists, like, you know, I don't get the time to catch up and even hang out as much as I would like to. Mm-hmm. So even just to do it in another city, and we're all up here to do our thing, is... It's cool. It's special. It's like a real music festival feeling, and we're not even in festival season yet. It's like a warm up, and it was the best warm up.
Yeah, thanks, man. I couldn't believe we went to the after hour spot at Tavern on Main and threw another one. Like, that was nuts.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And you know, you walk in, and I'm like, well, there are people here that I don't. This is gonna go one of two ways, and it went the best way possible.
Let's talk about Tavern on Main set.
And I am mind blown.
Let's talk about your set there. You were excited to play it. It was different for you. I have a lot of comments, but let me hear how you felt about it.
It's just fun to be able to do something that I don't normally do, and then be able to have the platform to be expressive and just do what I felt like doing, right? Instead of, it's the same old, I got the chance to showcase all of my favorite music that I've wrote and all of those at the first set, so why not play it? Totally different genre than I ever play.
Yeah.
And I played just a straight bass house set, and it was crazy to see everybody that was just sitting down, kind of just enjoying their drinks. They all just instantly threw their chairs, got up, and they were bopping with us. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Cheese.
Yeah, and Cheese. Shout out Cheese. Yeah, our friend from Newfoundland, Cheese, a great guy.
Yeah, he's running for mayor.
But he doesn't like to be called Cheese, so don't call him Cheese.
Dude, I was at a table sitting down with Danger Noodle and DJ Hammer, and we were just like conversing, having a chat, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, both of them just stopped talking and went, who's playing right now? And then I was like, oh yeah, that's Hunty up there. And they're just like, huh. And it just like stopped the table. And they were just like, this is good. Like, and they're like, this is, and then like there was a conversation. Does he not normally, like a whole conversation started, but like you literally had a table of DJs being like, stop what you're doing. I like how this sounds. Like, what the hell? Like, record stopped. It was a moment, bro. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're good at that. It was interesting.
It's something that I do in my basement often, right? I have a huge playlist of all this music.
Yeah.
But I don't really get the chance to play. I've had like shows come up, but just the booking fell through or something happened. So it's unfortunate, but
yeah.
I'm like, I'll get it. Oh, there'll be one.
Yeah.
There'll be one. And up here, so happy to have that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so fun.
The one thing I like to watch, because I've seen you in all of different places now, from places in Edmonton to Fort McMurray, different clubs, different venues, different people. You are really able to dial into your audience. Like, you're not just big in Edmonton because, like, oh, it's Edmonton and you're local and you're able to play lots. Like, mm-hmm. you play in all different areas and are able to really, like, converse with the crowd so well.
It's, you got to make friends, right? And I'm also pretty damn lucky, man. There was a lot of people that came up here because they've seen me play in Edmonton and they came up and told me that after. So that is, you almost don't know what to say to that. That's a crazy feeling. Mm-hmm. Super grateful for it, though.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Yeah. Interesting what you just said. You make friends.
You gotta make friends.
Right? Isn't that crazy? He can make friends.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. What a jerk, right?
Just gotta make friends, man.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that, but you do. Like, I've seen you at festivals. Like, you're in the thick of things.
But the thing is, it's this community is unlike any other community in the sense that everybody's there because they want to really enjoy the music. If that's the reason that they're there, then they're gonna be easy to talk to. They want to have conversations, and you're gonna just meet people in the crowd that just, you know, gives you a little rubber ducky, and then it's, oh, where are you from? Oh, do you know this person? It's a small enough community. The world is a small place.
Yeah.
And then it's easy to make friends.
Yeah.
In the sense, because everybody's got something in common.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I just love it.
Like, yeah.
It's every, it gets better and better as time goes, mm-hmm. especially the local community.
Yeah.
Like going to these smaller festivals or coming to these, like, the potential for this event is so big, and I can't wait to see what this looks like in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But to take the risk, and now you're doing it.
Yeah.
But this, everybody's just so in love with it, and everybody's here to support this.
Yeah.
And watch everything from the first show that we did together to now we're doing Slush Cup, and now sponsored by Toyota.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the international artists are coming in, and they're having the best time ever as well.
Right.
And they say, I want to come back here.
Yeah.
Might be a little apprehensive at first, but it always ends up to, so when are we doing this again?
Yeah,
right?
Facts.
And that's also because of you guys.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. No, it's been like, it's been work, but it's so much fun work. That's the thing. We're just hanging with our homies, just pushing each other to do better. And you're just like, yeah, for the community, it's nice.
And it's always work, but once you see how well it pays off and the fruits of your labor, all the work for one or two nights, but then you get to see the lights, the production, everything, and all the people having fun and saying, this is amazing. That's worth it. It ain't work. It's love. It's passion. And
it's also work.
fine. It's also work, Tanner.
Yeah, but dude, like the first rave that we threw up here, facts, was what, like six of us in the studio?
Yeah. Just like a little underground show.
Yeah. So to see it and like grow to like what it was like.
Yeah.
Dude.
Packed rooms.
You were able to do two sets in two different venues in one night and crush them in two different genres with a completely different demographic in each area. I'm just like, how is he so versatile and how is this even transpiring to like make it work like this?
It... is just fun.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that, man. And like, I love the bass house, but yeah. It's time and place, right?
Right.
But I also, if people have an expectation at some point as to what I want to play, mm-hmm. I also don't want to disappoint.
Right.
But that's to be right. able to have the little extra, just the little sprinkle at the bass house at the yeah. end of the night, that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just a treat. It's more, it was almost, it was, the, it felt like more of a treat for me than anything.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, Tanner tapped his watch. All right. That's the end of that. So unfortunately we're out of time, but before
I'm sorry,
I get you
Tanner.
Loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shameless shout out, of course, Tanner's couch.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. And shout out to you guys, man. And I just like, thank you guys for everything.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are the best. I'm so happy to be working with you guys. Yeah. And I'm hope to continue working with you guys for many years to come.
There you go, bro. Appreciate hey, that,
thank
man.
Thank you, man.
Thank
come
you.
Here, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
love to Tanner.
Yeah. For McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the
yes.
world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.